Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming National Guard to have presence at the inauguration in D.C.
Do you believe it is possible to secure the Capitol on Inauguration Day based on the events last week?
Definitely. I know that the U.S. Secret Service, as they've declared this a national security special event, have this locked down.
That is Michael Allen speaking, who served on the Security Council for George W. Bush. He appeared on Fox News recently to discuss the inauguration security detail. About 100 National Guard soldiers will be lending a hand at Joe Biden's inauguration. In Washington, D.C., the National Guard soldiers and airmen will be there with a plethora of other guardsmen to support crowd control and provide security. Biden's inauguration is Wednesday. Since the Capitol riots 2 weeks ago, authorities have scrambled around to amass agents to secure the Capitol. Those agents have coalesced to D.C. right now, and there's a ton of them. In his interview on Fox News, Michael Allen also had this to say.
Yeah, I don't love the image that we have to be a lockdown military camp like the Green Zone in Baghdad in order to have an inauguration here. I understand where they're coming from because of the events of last week. And like I said, I do think they're trying to send a message of deterrence. But it does concern me that it looks like that we are an armed army camp here.
Campbell County right now has started to distribute COVID-19 vaccines to senior citizens. And their plan is to start distributing it into the school district by the end of the month. In Gillette, COVID vaccines are being administered voluntarily to senior citizens. The first session was Friday at the Senior Center. The seniors there are receiving free Moderna vaccines. As of now, more than 500 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine has been administered locally. According to the Gillette News Record, the county plans on starting to give school district employees voluntary vaccinations if they so choose by the end of the month. An economic downturn and coronavirus restrictions imposed by state and local governments have caused the state to lose 14,400 jobs in November compared to last year. This from a report from the Wyoming Economic Analysis Division. 6,000 of those jobs was traced back to the mining industry. That is your Basin Radio Network news. To hear the report again, go to basinsradio.com.